B-Pod Studios.
You know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You
can be my
new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the new day.
Yes. Tuesday, to be exact. Mm-hmm. You know every day of the week ends in day?
I did know that. Thank you.
It does, because you know why.
Why?
Because it's the day of the week.
The day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, though.
And did you know that Wednesday is not pronounced Wednesday?
How's it pronounced?
Wednesday.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. That's all we got for today.
Yeah. We're edumacated.
Pearls of wisdom from Roy Brown.
I feel like everybody's feeling pretty good in here. Producer Aaron, what generation did we decide you were?
Generation Y?
Generation Z.
Yeah, the one after millennial.
Yes, our Generation Z.
Which, if you thought the millennials are worst, wait till you see this generation.
He's 19, a year out of high school, and he brought in a while back something called a feelings board. And he said, I think we all need to have the feelings board so we all know how we feel on a number based out of 1 to 10.
And so if you know someone is a little bit lower on the feelings board, you'd be a bit more sensitive to them.
Let's do a feelings board around the room real quick. Loren, feelings board, 1 to 10. How are you feeling today?
2.
Oh.
I know. I had a rough night.
Okay.
Our electric went out. Cash literally would not go to sleep until like 11 o'clock last night. I didn't get out of his bed until 11:30.
Okay.
For the record, the rent is like a constant 4.
Yeah, and yeah. He was awake from 3:30 to the time I left this morning.
Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be in good shape today.
Oh, yeah, so today should go well for me, too. You know what?
What should we put
Not
you down for tomorrow?
Down for a 1.
Roy, how about you, buddy? Feelings board on a scale of 1 to 10. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a little energized because I saw the comps at my apartment and I felt like I witnessed like a scene on live PD. I mean, it was awful for them, but it was interesting for me. I think I'm at a solid 9.
Whoa.
I thought you had the cops called on you yesterday.
I did, but I was not the criminal.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that at 7 this morning.
And that didn't affect your mood at all.
Oh, no, okay. because I feel like I have street cred.
Oh, good.
I feel like I've, you know, done time or something.
And the cops being at your apartment had nothing to do with the cops being called on you earlier in the day?
No, this happens to be a coincidence.
Okay.
Although I felt like, I saw yesterday.
I feel like...
You know, the cops are like, gotta go to Roy's apartment building
again.
Here we
go.
I feel like they're always at Roy's apartment building.
Yeah. They really are. Like, Nicole will even tell you, because she drives by my apartment. They're there, at least once or twice a week? I mean...
I definitely see them once a week, and then if I see them twice or 3 times a week, I am not surprised.
It's right. Like a substation for the police officers.
I know.
Seriously.
And it's never one. Like, there's never just, like, one
it's
cop
like,
car.
It's like they all get bored and they go to, or there's something really bad. It's either there's a really bad crime or all the cops are bored and they hang out in my apartment.
All right, so Roy's going to tell us at 7 a.m. this morning in a little under an hour from now why the cops got called on him. He sent that text message out yesterday. He goes, oh, y'all, I just had the cops called on me.
Yep.
So none of us know why. We'll find out together at 7. Producer Nicole, what about you? What's your number? How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little tired because I watched the first half of the game last night.
Congratulations to Virginia, by the way. The Cavaliers, the NCAA champs.
And so I'm going to say...
Ooh, I think that's who I took on my bracket. But I broke my bracket so bad I threw it away.
This is about me.
Sorry, good.
Move Lorraine's number down to 0 for interrupting.
I'm going to say I am a 7.
7.
It's pretty chipper for someone that was up all
yeah,
night.
Yeah, she's chipper enough for both
nice.
Of us.
Yeah. I mean, I feel good, too. Put me down as a 7. What about you, Aaron, producer extraordinaire?
I'm going to be an 8.
Yeah,
I'm
I feel like you're always an 8. You're 19. Your life should be an 8. Yeah. 8 to 10 at all times. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to worry about.
Although, I'm going to be honest, even if I wasn't an 8, I would say I'm an 8.
Because you don't want us to know your real feelings?
Well, no, because, you know...
What's the point of the feelings board?
I don't know. That's what I'm realizing. I'm going to put myself down as a high number anyways because I want to be a high number. So if I write down
okay,
a good
what?
Number...
No. What's your true feeling right now? Like, how do you really feel?
Maybe a 7.
Okay, well, I'll write down
God forbid we go down a digit.
Aaron goes to college. Where you go, Wingate?
Yep.
Yeah, he goes to Wingate, and his big thing yesterday, so Loren couldn't get Cash to sleep last night, totally stressed out over it. Roy had the cops called on him. Aaron, his class, his big thing yesterday was his class let him out early in the rain.
Because they had to, you know, survive the storm, the big storm yesterday.
College students refused to use umbrellas. Like, they refused to do it, too.
So true. So Aaron had a video, and nobody wears rain gear. It's all, like, cloth sweatshirts in the pouring rain.
They just put their hoodies up.
Yeah, smart. You kids are smart, I'll tell you that. Hey, we'll tell you how you could win $1,000 coming up here in just a little bit. And plus, why toddlers were on the loose in Louisiana. A whole group of them. 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, hooking you up with $1,000. It's called the Kiss Cash Code, and it comes your way at 8 a.m. this morning.
Poor Loren had to sleep in baby Cash's bed last night.
And that's, I mean, it's the equivalent of a crib.
In his crib. So, you know, kids are they're resilient. They'll do what they want, right? Well, a Louisiana daycare center had its license revoked after four toddlers somehow got loose and a driver spotted them near a local highway.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
The Louisiana Department of Education revoked the license after receiving a report about the escape. The escape of four toddlers.
Wow. Is it not just one, four got away?
According to the station, daycare staff had no explanation on how the one-year-olds got out of the play yard and ended up outside of the fence.
Did they even know they were gone?
Towards a nearby highway. The passerby spotted the kids stop, gathered the children, and returned them to the daycare.
Well, you know, it's the real-world Rugrats. The kids really up to hygiene.
It's a new reality show that TLC's filming.
Any word how far they got away from the facility?
No, there's no word on how far they got, but I will say the fact that the passerby spotted the kids and brought them back to the daycare would lead me to believe that it was close.
Pretty
that's
close.
Why the kids. But, I mean, that's still, even, like, if that was my child, it'd be like, A, they got over the fence or somehow escaped, and B, a stranger picked them up?
Yeah.
Like, double no.
Well, you know, when I was driving home, I guess like a week ago, I had this thought. I'm like, why are all daycares so close to the road? Like, a lot of daycares are off main roads.
Mm. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. This is not the first time this center happened. There was another incident in October when a one-year-old opened a gate and wound up in the parking lot. The event led to another citation for lack of supervision.
Yeah, maybe. It's a them problem. Especially what disturbs me is they said they didn't have an excuse. You better find an excuse.
Mm-hmm. The owner of the daycare said, we're thankful the children are safe, but we can't ignore that we have an issue here. We're going to get to the bottom of it, they told radio TV station WBRZ.
That would be Cash, by the way. Like, Cash would, like, create an uprising of the toddlers and, like, somehow, because he climbs everything, get out, open the gate, and let everybody else out.
Like a prison escape?
Right. That's what it would be. We're breaking out of here.
Come on. And the kids just follow.
Who's with me?
Hey, my son's teacher, speaking of kids, sent me a picture. And producer Nicole, I'm going to send it to you, but just cover the other kids' pictures in the photo.
Okay.
Dean went on a class trip last week, and his teacher sent us a picture of him holding hands with the girl he was sitting next to on the bus.
Oh, my God.
He already has relationship goals.
Oh.
It's so cute. Amanda and I are like, when was the last time we held hands?
Oh, you need to learn it from somewhere,
I know.
Maybe.
I want to share the picture. Just make sure you cover the other kids' faces because I don't know who they are. So we'll put that up at the MRL show. Coming up here in just a little
bit.
We'll put that up there.
I don't even hold hands.
I know. Holding hands is... And today's our anniversary.
Oh, my wife and are you doing something special?
8 years. No, well, yeah, this weekend I am.
Oh, you better do something.
I'll tell you
today.
What we're doing, because she's not listening right now. We're going to the Treetop Vineyards in Monroe.
Okay.
It's cool.
Where they have tree houses where you can go hang out. So we rented it for a couple hours. We're going to go drink wine and hang out in a tree house. Why are you looking like that?
I don't know, you can...
Is there a bed in the treehouse?
No.
I know there's at least a couch in the treehouse.
That's not what we're doing that for.
Are you sure?
I'm going during the day.
Okay, you might not be doing that, but who else has rented that treehouse that has done that?
It sounds like it.
Because I would rent it for that reason.
To go move furniture?
Yeah, probably. Just to say I did it.
Yeah, it didn't sound good when you said I'm renting it for a few hours. Because, I mean, you really
you're going to the vineyard for a few hours to hang out, and right. You could rent the treehouse.
It
to,
is cool,
to
though.
Sit on the balcony and stuff up in a tree.
You don't need it for that long if you.
No. Okay.
Hey. I have friends that have done it. You're going to love
good,
it.
Good. Thank you. Hey, the New York Post
done
posted.
Okay, go ahead.
8 years we're married. Roy, wait till you get to the 8 year mark. That's not what you're thinking about.
I know.
So you think about getting away from the kids for a couple hours to go drink some wine in a tree.
You got to go hide literally in a tree to get away from children.
I got bad news for you, but isn't this your 9 year anniversary? Didn't you get married the same year I did?
We got married. What's today's date? We got married 4/9/11.
Oh, 11. Okay, yeah, I was 10. All right.
Hey, when we come back, though, I want to ask you guys this. It's pretty funny, and you can jump on the phones and get in on this, too. The New York Post put out a new poll saying, how do you decide something? Do you do odds and evens, rock, paper, scissors, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or one potato, two potato?
Oh, that's an easy answer.
I think so, too, but wait till you hear the results.
Okay.
I think it's a little odd. We'll do that coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, coming up in just about less than 10 minutes from now, we got your shots at Hornets tickets. In fact, we got 3 pair we're going to give away all morning. We'll do one an hour. 6, 7, and 8. So your next shot to win Hornets tickets just after Lorenz Dirty coming up in under 10 minutes. They're playing tomorrow night against the Magic, and if they win, they could potentially make the playoffs.
That's exciting.
And it's a national game, and we're doing something really cool that we'll explain later.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, what's the best game for making decisions? Is it odds or evens, rock, paper, scissors, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, one potato, two potato, or heads or tails? According to the New York Post, there's an answer.
It's a no-brainer.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All day, every day.
It's heads or tails, right?
No.
It's not heads or tails. No one plays
yes.
heads. No, my dad played rock, paper, scissors.
My dad was the one that was like, do you got a quarter?
Yeah.
Or do you have a coin? And then we would flip a coin.
You guys play rock, paper, scissors?
Yes.
That takes way longer than heads or tails.
Yeah, but at least you can do a best out of three thing.
Okay, well, here's how the poll broke down for the New York Post. Number one, you were right, was rock, paper, scissors. Number two was heads or tails. Number three was odds or evens.
I don't even know how to play that.
You do once, twice, shoot, odds or evens. Producer Nicole just said in our ear, that's what she... Well, what's odds or evens?
Like, if you have, say I'm like in between going to Burger King or McDonald's, and then in my head I'd be like, okay, if you say... Pick a number 1 through 10. If you pick an even number, I'm going to go to McDonald's. If you pick an odd number, I'm going to go to Burger King. And then I ask you the number.
Well, you could just make up the number.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
Right. I mean, if you want to go to Burger King and that's your even number, you could pick an 8.
Right.
Yeah.
So the,
okay. No, I would ask you.
To pick the number.
Right. When I can't decide.
But yeah, you ask someone else.
So you ask a third party who's not involved in the situation? Well, I mean, that's...
Got to call somebody. We have holes
it's
in your
It's literally not complicated.
But maybe, how do you play odds and evens? Because it kind of sounds like you held up two fingers or one finger over there, and that sounds a lot like rock, paper, scissors to me.
So here's an easy one. Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm going to throw either two fingers or one finger, and you're going to do the same.
Okay.
And whatever that adds up to is what we do. So if it's odds, we're going to Chick-fil-A. If it's evens, we're going to Taco Bell. Once, twice, shoot. We're going. It's even.
Oh no, he threw one too. So it's
one.
It's odds.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, way quick. See, the scissors. I forget what cover, like how that works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
I can't do it off the top of my head.
Oh, did
so?
I mean, did you?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. By the way, came in last. One potato, two potato came in fourth. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. I don't know that one.
I can't get over the fact you don't remember rock, paper, scissors. I feel like you've hit your head as a child.
Okay, what wins, rocks or scissors?
Well, rocks. They destroy scissors.
What wins, papers or rock?
Papers covers rock.
See, he has to think about it, though, because he re-asks me. He goes, paper? Yeah, that covers rock. It's not that easy.
That was a normal response.
He sounded pretty assertive to me.
Yeah. Paper or scissors?
I can't with you today. I really can't.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
It looks like this reboot of The Hills is going to be a little bit more interesting than what we originally expected. So Stephanie Pratt is saying that she's not speaking to Spencer or Heidi at the moment. She says they're not on speaking terms, and she's not going to pretend anymore. She does say that the two are good people on the original show, but nobody knows the real Heidi. And before this Hills reboot, she said that her mom, and her brother all sat down and said that this is not going to ruin our family again. So I'm sure that there will be much more drama to come. Serena Williams and Meghan Markle are really good friends, and she reveals, you know, that they rely on each other a lot. But she may have just accidentally dropped the sex of Meghan's baby.
Go ahead. On Wendy Williams?
Nope, not Wendy Williams. Serena, why is something ringing?
Oh, because we're calling someone.
We have to check in on somebody real quick.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Lauren.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
That's G.
Hey, what's up? It's Maney, Roy, and Loren. How are you?
All right.
We call our texters back, and we felt like we needed to call you back. Roy, did you see what he texted here?
He felt like today's show was a repeat, and he wanted to make sure we were live. So we're calling to let you know we're here.
Oh, my God.
Now, why did you think it was a repeat? What did we do that was repeat stuff?
With Roy, with the cops at the place.
Oh!
Oh, no, that's just an everyday occurrence.
No, that's, buddy, my apartment evidently is just riddled with criminals. I mean, it's just, yeah.
He lives in a crack house.
He actually lives in a really nice high-rise.
I know. I can't get in, but apparently everybody else can overnight get in and gets in trouble.
You gotta have street cred to get in, I heard.
All right, dude. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we are live today, but good thing, because all Roy does is talk about the cops at his place. Right. You're right. All right, well, we just wanted to double check. Thanks for being part of the MRL fam. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. All right,
there you go. Sorry, Lorraine. We had to take care of that immediately.
Okay. Oh, I feel like we should just save the story then for the 7:30 dirty.
Well,
you have time. Go ahead.
Yeah, we can. Do we reel the...
I know, but I just did the story, and now there's audio, and it's a whole thing.
Okay. It's your show. You decide. 7:30. Make sure you're listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's your dirty.
Thank you, Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. Just 95.1. Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. We give away those Hornets tickets.
Yeah. Congratulations to Shrina in Mooresville. She won the tickets tomorrow night at the Spectrum Center. If it could have playoff implications for the Hornets if we win tomorrow night. And we're also doing something really cool. While we're at the arena, we're doing a promposal, and that's all we're going to say about it.
All right. So make sure you're there to watch it all unfold.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's this obituary that's been going viral, and it was an obituary originally in Spillville, which is a very, very small town. It only has like 351 people. Well, I guess now 350 because the guy passed away. But it's been shared by the New York Post, so it's getting all this attention. So evidently this guy, he had cancer, and he passed away from the fight, but he was evidently one of those just, I don't want to say obnoxious, but you're
like, crotchety.
Crotchety, yeah. In fact, that's actually one of the, they use the term crusty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Odger.
Oh.
But like this crusty codger from Iowa, this is the obituary, died last month after a short battle with cancer. But even that fight was fair game for family laughs. When he died, the cancer died, so technically it was a tie. He was ready to meet his maker, but we're not sure if the maker was ready to meet him. The obituary went to say, if you're wondering if you may have ever met him, you didn't because you would remember. He's one of those people. For those that did meet him, we apologize. Evidently, Tim...
I have to steal this and use it word for word for my dad.
I literally feel like this is my dad, too.
Yeah.
And he comes from a family of 8 kids. And so he spent his childhood tormenting all of his younger siblings. The obituary went on to say that the veteran tool and die maker who spent his professional life surrounded by a bunch of morons also led a good life and had a peaceful death, but the transition was a B word. And then it reads on to say, Tim leaves behind a hell of a lot of stuff that his family doesn't know what to do with.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is a funny obituary.
Which is like, by the way, what everyone does when they die. You're stuck with all the crap.
Thanks, Dad, for letting us clean out all the crap in your garage. You know, this has my brain thinking, this is a fun game, and we haven't done it in a while, but remember when we tell people their last text is what is on their tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should do that, because while Roy was reading, I just looked at mine. Mine's good. So it would say, here lies Maney. Thanks all. Thanks all was my last text.
Thanks all.
Thanks all, yeah.
That's pretty good.
704-570-9595. Holler at us and tell us your last text is your epitaph, what's written on your tombstone. What do you guys have? What do you have, Aaron? Nothing good.
Mine is, it's not really that good. But
that's what's funny about it. Like, you just have to tell us what it is.
So mine this morning, Cash was awake, so I sent Elena, our au pair, a text message that says, this kid hates sleep.
Here lies Loren, this kid hates sleep. This kid hates sleep.
Mine says, probably because we weren't trying to be morbid, ?
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Here lies Roy, probably because we weren't trying to be morbid.
What's written on your tombstone, producer Nicole?
Mine would be traveling in the future just to travel back in time.
That's deep for a text message.
Yeah, what were you texting?
Who were you texting?
I was texting with Lauren, and she's in Hong Kong. And she was only there for like a day, and they're like 12 hours ahead. So she went 12 hours ahead, and now she's coming back to be 12 hours behind.
Oh, Weirdsville. What about you? Just give us, yell yours out, Aaron. What is it?
It is sent.
It is sent.
Wow.
Mm, here lies Aaron. It is sent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty good.
All right, we need to hear from you guys. What was the last text you sent? That's what's written on your tombstone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1, Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. The last text message you sent is what's on your tombstone. That's what we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Hello, Sarah in Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your tombstone? What's the last text message?
It was, I'm going in.
Oh, here lies Sarah. I'm going in.
I was about to pick up my friend to take her to work, and I'm pulling up at her apartment. I'm like, I'm going in.
Nice. That's so funny. Thank you.
This is Brett and Boone.
Hey, yeah, so my last text message was, I have food poisoning, been pooping all night, I can't make it in. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and my principal told me to get my you-know-what to school anyways.
So. Oh, dude, dying of poop. That's terrible. Thanks, Brett.
I love it. This is Lada in Huntersville. What would be on your tombstone? Here lies Lada.
Hey, everyone. So my last text was, call me before leaving.
That's what people would say to you. Call me before you leave. Thanks, Lada.
This is Monique. Monique, who, by the way, I ran into yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at the Publix, which, by the way, after I left the Publix, I don't know if you know about this, Monique, there was a police incident involving me that we're going to talk about coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, that's what he was doing in there?
Yeah. I'm the reason.
He was running into Publix to hide from the cops.
Yeah. No, that's we'll have to talk about that coming up here less than 10 minutes on why someone called the cops on me after I left Publix. But so tell us, what would be on your tombstone?
It will say, it went well. Lots of free prescriptions.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Monique.
Oh, that's good.
Lots of free prescriptions.
We're getting some text messages, too. 704 texted in and said, no denying that.
Ooh, here lies Loren. No denying that.
Yep.
That's a pretty good one.
And then, here lies Jackie. I know that totally sucks.
These are funny. I love this game.
Yep.
Let's do one more.
All right, let's talk with Stephanie and Charlotte. Here lies Stephanie.
Hey, it says, checking back in. Did Wynn help you out with your physics?
With your physics. That's funny. Thanks, Stephanie. I mean, if you go and you, because my mother-in-law lives up in eastern Tennessee, and she lives across the street from an old church, and there is an old cemetery there, and the notes on the tombstones that are old and haven't been cared for in, you know, 50 years at best, they're really long. Like, you can't read them, but it's really long. And they talk about people that, it's almost like their obituary is written on the tombstone, like who's left behind. And I mean, some of these deaths were like 18, in like the 1820s and 1840s.
Yeah.
Long time.
I like the vaults. Those are pretty cool. Because you don't see anyone doing the vaults anymore.
The ones in the wall?
No. There's like a big, just, it's like a building in the middle of the cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really see that.
No.
Like, I've never seen a new one.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing you don't see much is the people coming out of the ground and dancing to Thriller.
No,
that doesn't seem to be a thing either.
No, especially for documentary.
All right, less than 10 minutes, we're going to find out why Roy had the cops called on him.
Yep.
Keep it locked here, you guys. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. This is going to be great. I know it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So why was I interviewed by the police?
I cannot wait to hear this.
So you guys know that we own an episode of Live PD. You guys know that my car is, it's just a Ford Taurus, and it has problems from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And things don't work. Like, the back door sometimes won't work. Electronically, there happens to be issues from time to time with my car. Like, on my key fob, I can't lock my car for my key fob. I actually have to go inside my car to lock it. Well, I went to the store yesterday, and I got out of the car, and the alarm went off.
Okay.
And so another girl was putting up her groceries, and I hit the alarm button off and it on my key fob, and it wouldn't work. So I had to go back into the car, turn the car on, which stopped the alarm, and then turn the car back off.
Okay.
And so I get out, and the girl's like, "You having issues?" And I said something along the lines of, "I've only stolen it today. I haven't figured out how to use it, use it yet. And we laughed.
Right.
We both laughed. It was funny.
Yeah.
And hey, I closed the
I don't know how to work this car. I'm stealing it.
I just stole it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the grocery store. So I go up and I go grocery shopping, and when I come out, there happens to be a police officer parked right in front of my vehicle. And I go up and I put
blocking
my groceries.
Blocking you in?
Blocking me in. And I go start putting groceries in my car, and he hops out and he goes, is this your vehicle? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like,
oh, you didn't do that line where I don't know, I just stole it today?
No.
That line went away?
I didn't do that line again. And he's like, hey, can I see your license and registration? You know, because I guess he wanted to prove that it was my vehicle. And he's saying, yeah, you know, someone said that this vehicle was stolen, but I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, like he could have run your tags.
Yeah, he goes, I didn't see anything stolen. And I guess he just wanted to confirm that I, in fact, was the owner of the vehicle.
Right. Well, I guess, Manny, if somebody were to steal one of our cars while we were here on air, we would never know until we went out.
Yeah. So I guess even if it wasn't in the system, he wanted to confirm.
Right.
And he laughed and he goes, I figured he kind of laughed about it. I was like, I figured this wasn't stolen.
So you think that woman that was laughing with you called the police on you?
I think she didn't like my joke. And the officer was really nice because he could have dinged me on an expired registration and he cut me a break.
Oh, good.
So he told me, like, make sure you get your stuff renewed.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but he's sitting there asking me about it. And he wouldn't really go into specifically on who called.
Yeah.
He just said someone said this vehicle was stolen.
Because the girl you said it to laughed.
We both laughed. I got out. I was like, oh, I just stole it today. Still haven't figured out how to use it, which I thought is a great line.
I mean, that is funny.
I think it's funny, too.
Clearly. And by the way, I don't know how many people steal cars and
joke about it.
And go to
Publix to go shopping.
But you know what? Also, to be fair, Manny, good for her if for calling the cops. Because, you know, we say it all the time. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
So maybe she just wanted to double check.
I wonder what other reason why the cops inadvertently got called on you. Like, what else could you be doing that the cops would get called on you, like somebody mistook it as a crime, and then the cops show up, and you're like, no, we're just yelling. We're just yelling over a Panther game. Nobody's getting murdered in here. You know what I mean? Like, why did the cops get called on you, and there was no reason really why? 704-570-9595.
I was accused of stealing a car.
That was yours.
I think it's so funny.
Somebody from area code 704 texted in and said they also called the cops on someone who was actually having their car stolen. The police arrested the man. And then we talked to somebody last Friday at our Fam Jam Friday with Duncan. in university, remember? She said that she was the one that called in one day to talk about how she was at a gas station.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody left their vehicle, the other vehicle running, and somebody just jumped into that car and stole it.
Yeah, she watched a carjacking take place, basically.
Yeah. At 704-570-9595, why were the cops inadvertently called on you? Producer Nicole is grabbing the phones.
Of course, I go home and I'm telling Sterling the whole police encounter, and he thinks I'm like an idiot. He's like, who would ever joke about stealing a car? And I'm like, I don't know. I would. I had to jump back into my car in front of a woman to turn it on, to turn it back off, to stop an alarm. Yeah. I think that...
To me, that's just a passing comment, like a funny passing comment.
Right.
She was like, Loren, where she's like, you know what? If this car gets stolen, I'm the last person that saw this idiot.
She was liable. Let's talk with Nicole in Salisbury. Why did the cops get called on you?
I was having a ugly Christmas sweater party, and all of my friends are loud. They're all from New York. And we were out on the front porch, and someone called a domestic.
Oh, and I thought you were like
yelling at each other.
Yeah, so like an undercover cop came up to my door and everyone was like telling him to come in. And I was like, no, that's the cops. Don't do that.
They're in the party.
The strippers are here.
And they were like, we got a call about a domestic. And I was like, no. And we were all decked out in ugly sweaters and Christmas hats. And there was beer all over the front porch. And they were like, oh, okay. Have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, they were just having a good time. By the way, thanks, Nicole. It would be awesome if we heard from a police officer who maybe got called on something and they had a laugh. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's got to be funny for them, too.
It'd be a relief. Great. Of course. It'd be great if the cop that stopped me would call in. I didn't, by the way, plug the show. I didn't be like, wow. Yeah, I'm on that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I didn't want him to, like, arrest me promptly, you know. This is Melanie and Charlotte. So you got called on for having a lemonade stand?
Yes, it was when I was younger with my friend, and we were having a lemonade stand. I was probably in, like, elementary school, maybe, like, 10 or 11, and apparently we were screaming too loud that there was lemonade for sale, and the neighbor called the cops, and he rolled up, and, I mean, he didn't say this because we were kids, but he was definitely like, screw that guy, I'm buying all the lemonade from you guys.
Hey. That's nice.
Awesome.
Oh, thanks, you know, Melanie. That neighbor's the one who's just be like,
yeah,
I bet they don't have a license to do that.
Yeah.
All just snooty. And
cops got called to a lemonade stand.
A lot of text messages coming in. People got called for breaking into their own house. Like, this one, 704, just said, I got the cops called on me for breaking into my own house because I locked myself out. I was climbing through a window.
Gosh. Let's talk with Steven and Monroe. You work on pools. And someone called the cops on you.
Yeah, I actually service pools and was actually working on the equipment and turned around. I was like in a rain suit, pressure washing the filters, had the equipment broke down and turned around and had 7-8 cops surrounding me, guns pointed at me.
Whoa!
And I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm working on the pool.
What does it look like I'm doing?
Oh, my gosh.
If you were Roy, you'd say, I'm breaking into the house.
Go ahead.
I said, no, I'm just working on the pool, sir. And I had to pressure wash a wand. I threw it down. But, yeah, it was very adventurous.
Oh, man. I mean, come on, though. Wouldn't the cops, like, immediately see you in the equipment and go?
Or see your vehicle? Do you have an unmarked vehicle out front? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh. I also want to give a shout-out. It's my 10-year anniversary, my wife and I.
Aww,
hey, congratulations. Today's my anniversary as well, 8 years.
Yep. So I want to give a shout-out to Amber Rory.
All right, Amber.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Your husband's got street cred. He had the cops surrounding him at a house one night.
Still to come.
Thank God I didn't, like, the officer immediately draw on me, thinking I was, you know,
wherever you are.
We just got a text message that says we were watching the Kardashians too loud and they were all yelling at each other and somebody called for a domestic.
Oh my gosh. The cops should arrest you if you're watching the Kardashians too loud. That is a charge.
That should have been in the dirty. But coming up in the dirty, Serena Williams may have just released the gender of her best friend Meghan Markle's baby. And I'll tell you if it's a boy or a girl coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Congrats to Shelby. I'm sorry, Leslie in Shelby. She won the Hornets tickets. Another pair of tickets coming your way next hour. from MRL.
So fans asked Kim Kardashian how she stays so calm all the time, because she is like pretty even keeled, except for when she goes crazy dramatic.
That's what life is about.
So she did share with a fan on social media, though, a story about one of her kids getting injured. Saint had an allergic reaction, and she said she jumped over a table like it was a hurdle and yelled, called 911. But Chloe brought her back down to reality and said, calm down. You know, it's going to be okay. We're going to get her help. So she says that she's either super zen or super dramatic. Serena Williams, she may have just confirmed the rumors that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are having a baby girl. She accidentally referred to the baby's sex in an interview.
My friend is pregnant, and she's like, oh, my kid's going to do this. And I just looked at her, and I was like, no, she's not.
Well, that's a total reveal.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They're having a princess.
And you could tell it wasn't on purpose. It was an accidental
slip. Yeah. And you know she was probably kicking herself after that, too.
What show was that?
In a recent interview with E! News. Yeah.
I'd like to get Queen Mommy's opinion, but I heard she's out of the country.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard, yeah.
Well, I hope she hops on a boat and comes back over.
Maybe for the 8:30 dirty, she'll be back.
Okay, all right. She also said that they've been relying on each other a lot lately.
Meghan and Serena?
Yes.
Not anymore.
They're really good friends, but we'll see how that pans out. Okay, so Wendy Williams, she has returned from her hiatus, and she talked about how she went camping with her sober living companions, and she addressed the photo. Have you guys seen it? The picture of her on Walmart looking all disheveled.
Mm-hmm.
She has on like a robe and leggings, and she looking all cray.
You should never go out in public looking that way.
Well, she says it was like 4 a.m., so no. Give her a break.
This is not the real picture. The other picture that they caught, now you know I have the Graves' disease where there's pressure behind my eyes, the thigh, I have a disease. They caught me with an eye pop. So they're like, she was wearing a robe. Yep, a Wendy Show robe underneath. I had on leggings. It was 4 o'clock in the morning in Elim, New York. What do you want me to wear? A ball gown?
A ball gown. What do you want me to wear?
A ball gown. Jenna Bush, she had her first day on the Today Show yesterday, and she received a sweet message from her father, George W. Bush, and her mother. She also got her very own name-engraved wine glass, which she said she could have used the night before because she was like had those pre-show jitters. Mm. She said she was really hyper and nervous for her first day.
Wow.
How about that?
Okay.
Look at that. That's your dirty.
That's Lorenz's doorbell at her new house.
Coming down. Give me a second. Takes forever to get to the door, by the way.
Oh, hey, Roy. I'm glad you finally decided to come visit my new house.
I know. Everyone's visited except me. And I got to do the echo test. How well does it echo?
Uh-huh.
It
echoes. Paul hasn't been there yet either.
It echoes. The ceilings are high and there's not a lot of furniture.
There's no furniture in it right now. That's why it echoes.
That's the best time to go. All right, let's play Can't Be the Red. 704-570-9595. She's got 81 wins. On her way to 100.
You could go to Loren's house and play Can't Beat Loren live.
Right. All now. Good luck.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on Kiss 95.1.
Sean and Erica, welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys are playing Can't Beat Loren today. I'm on a roll. Let's see how you do.
All right, Loren, vacate the premises.
I'm going.
She is vacating these premises. She's walking out, and the door is being slammed closed. We can only hear the questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Sean and Erica playing in the Haw. Congrats to UVA, who won the national championship last night for college basketball. True or false? University of Virginia is an ACC team.
That's true.
And people are speculating that Serena Williams let the royal baby gender slip in a recent interview. She's good friends with Prince Harry's wife, who's carrying the baby. Who is that?
Meghan Markle.
And this Like a Prayer singer is set to perform in Tel Aviv, Israel on May 18th.
Madonna.
Question four. Jenna Bush started her new gig co-hosting with Hoda Kotb yesterday. Who did Jenna replace?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
And actress Felicity Huffman will plead guilty in a college admission scandal. She starred on a show about Wisteria Lane. That show was called?
Desperate Housewives.
Loren!
She's in the other room. Come on. Hi.
Hi.
It's now Wednesday morning. Where have you been?
That was really quick.
Yes, because it's because they got them all correct.
Okay.
We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
I feel some type of way today. I really do. 81 wins on the line.
Okay.
Congrats to UVA, who won the national championship last night for college basketball. True or false, University of Virginia is an ACC team.
True.
People are speculating that Serena Williams let the royal baby gender slip in a recent interview. She's good friends with Prince Harry's wife, who's pregnant. That is?
Meghan Markle.
And this Like a Prayer singer is set to perform in Tel Aviv, Israel on May 18th.
Madonna.
Question four. Jenna Bush started her new gig co-hosting with Hoda Kotb. Who did Jenna replace?
Oh, my gosh. Three. Why am I drawing a blank? Hoda and Kathy Lee Gifford. Oh, my God. I was like, why am I not
Go ahead and read the next question.
Actress Felicity Huffman will plead guilty in the college admission scandal. She starred on a show about Wisteria Lane. What show is that?
Desperate Housewives. I'm right. Am I not?
I give up. Everything about this.
Oh, my gosh.
You should have lost.
I know.
You should have lost, and you got a tie. Sean, we are trying to help you out.
Did they get them all, like, right away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He did great.
Sean and Erica, not a win. It is a tie. You know what I want to hear? I narrowly made out with that one.
It whacked dog. We can't just learn, but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing, y'all.
Great job, you guys.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Oh,
settle down. This is a system's rigged.
She got in time. She took a total guess at Desperate Housewives.
I literally had to take my earbuds out to, like, think of her name. I was like, oh it's Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Okay, well, let's get to War of the Roses. It's between Stephanie and Josh. Stephanie sees someone in Josh's background when she's FaceTiming him. Either it's a ghost, either it's a woman. We don't know. But you got to see how this War of the Roses unfolds.
And also, listen for Josh's strange kind of reaction during the war.
All right, it comes your way in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Stephanie, you want to check up on Josh.
Yeah, we've been together for a year, but it's been an absolutely amazing year. And my only problem, he travels a lot. And that's not even a big thing because every time that he travels, you know, he'll call me every single night when he gets back to the hotel. And then last week he went to New York and it was just so weird because we FaceTimed and I swear I saw a girl behind him. If it wasn't a girl, then he was in a haunted hotel room with some beautiful woman. And
oh boy,
I swear I saw it. And I feel insane.
Okay, but what do you need our help for if you've already seen her? I mean,
I'm not 100% positive.
What were they, like, naked or?
He had his shirt off, which that's not even unusual. It's his hotel room. Of course he can do that. And I didn't know what she was wearing. I barely saw her. It was for a second. And it really, it could just be my mind playing tricks on me. But I need to know.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't say, like, hey, who was that or what was that? Or you didn't yell ghost or anything? You just...
You didn't yell ghost.
I said, are you there alone? And he said, yeah, of course I am. I said, oh, okay. I just thought I saw something. And he said, what did you think you saw? I said, no, nothing. Never mind. Because it was for a second.
Did you ask him to show you the rest of the room or anything?
I did. I said, hey, show me your room. And he kind of, like... He showed me the bed, and then he showed me, like, a little piece of the room, but he didn't show me everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something about this, though, Stephanie and Roy and Loren, where, like, she legit doesn't know. She thinks she does.
Yeah.
You know?
Just need that.
She needs the assurance.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll give him a call, and the test is, if he doesn't send the roses to you, and he sends them to someone else, then that means he's cheating. Now, if he does send them to someone else, remain quiet because we want to hear what he puts on the note. That could tell a lot about the relationship.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Josh. My name is Sydney. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and we're a brand new romantic gift company in town. We're just cold calling some people to see if you would like $100 in beautiful red roses to send to someone you love free of charge in exchange for telling your friends about our services.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. So I just need to get a little bit of information here from you. Let's start with who you'd like to send these beautiful romantic roses to.
Ooh, it's kind of a sticky situation because coworker. But
would you like me to send them to the office or to home or to her home?
You can send it to her home.
So I just need to know what you'd like to put on her card.
I don't know how we got into this mess, but I sure do love you.
Okay.
Are you serious, Josh? Are you serious right now?
Josh, that's Stephanie. She's been on the phone. She heard everything.
Are you serious?
This is War of the Roses with the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's where we catch
shooters. You don't know how you got into this? Are you serious right now?
I am so... I am so sorry.
Was she there with you in New York?
Yeah, she was.
And so when I said, are you alone? And you said, yeah, and you wouldn't show me around your room. Was it because she was in there?
Yeah. I'm going to lose my freaking job. I'm going to lose my girlfriend.
Yeah, you're losing your girlfriend. You're probably going to lose your... It's Megan?
Why would he lose his job?
Wait, I didn't mean to do this. I really didn't. I didn't mean for it to happen.
He's losing his job because his girlfriend, her husband also works with them.
Oh, shit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He's married.
We were hanging out with them at the Christmas party, and you're going to send flowers to her house? What is wrong with you?
Josh, obviously you're cheating on your girlfriend, which isn't good, but Megan's been having an affair for how long? You might as well come clean.
Use your words.
Like 8 months, maybe longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's almost the whole time that we've been dating. What is wrong with you?
I didn't mean to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I didn't mean for you to find out this way.
You blatantly wanted to hurt me because you could have just broken up with me.
How did you want her to find out if not this way?
I don't know. Like, I just thought it would end and then maybe down the road I would tell her. I don't know.
That's not even a smart way to think about it, Josh. You've been cheating on me for 8 months. 8 months with a married woman that you work with. How do you think that this was ever going to work out?
It's not what I wanted. It just happened.
Oh, yeah, it just happened. Okay.
All right,
we're done. We're done.
I'm so sorry. Can I just see you? Can I just talk to you about this?
No, you can go see Megan and her husband, and you can go talk to them about it as much as you want.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. You're chanted $1,000 with the Kiss Cash Code. That's going to be coming up at 11 a.m. Also, Blindfold Barbershop.
Hey!
Bringing it back. We'll be cutting someone's hair with a blindfold.
We haven't done this in forever, and that is coming up in just about 30 minutes from now. We'll tell you who is going to get the blindfolded haircut. So, the War of the Roses, that was interesting because Stephanie saw someone in the FaceTime moment that she does with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Josh. He was on the road with a coworker, and clearly he was cheating on Stephanie with Megan, the coworker.
Good feeling about that.
8 months, y'all. They've been dating for 12, and she's been having this side thing going on for 8 months. Well, it turns out that Megan, the other woman, is married. And we got a text message from someone that says that they know Megan's husband and he's not going to be happy about it. But of course, like she's because Josh was crying and he's like the person who texted us said, Josh shouldn't be the one crying. You know, Megan's the one whose life is ruined here.
I don't know about ruined.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a marriage.
Stephanie's got the really short end of the stick.
True, but Stephanie and Josh have only been together for a year, and I'm not belittling that, but I'm just saying.
Tango.
Absolutely, Lorraine. A lot of times in War of the Roses, it's one relationship that is going down.
Right.
This is not.
I wouldn't consider Megan's life more ruined. She's the one who made the decision to cheat. Stephanie is the husband, and Stephanie is the victim of all this.
A lot of people texting in 980 says, Lorraine, I loved when you used your mom moment. Use your words when he was stuttering.
I know. That's such a mom thing to say.
Let's see. Here's another one. Says, use your words. As a mother, I totally relate.
Oh, man. But, you know, he easily got away with it because he travels. You know, he was always on the road, and they would rendezvous with his little mistress.
Does that make cheating easier?
I think so.
Yeah.
When you travel, a travel cheater?
I think so.
Because, you know, you're in a different city. You're in a hotel room. People could easily be in your hotel room, and nobody would know because it's under your name. It's very easy to cheat if you're traveling.
And nobody knows you when you're traveling.
If you ever busted a travel cheater, can you give us a shout? 704-570-9595. It's a local phone call. We'll charge you to call us.
But with, you know, traveling cheaters, you can go out to eat with your mistress and nobody knows. Yeah. You don't have to worry about running into
someone. Somebody's going to bust
you. Yeah. I mean, we're in Kansas City. Nobody knows us in Kansas City.
We need to hear from someone who busted a travel cheater who had multiple. Like maybe, because I know my mother-in-law visits the same cities for her case studies that she does with her job.
Mm-hmm.
So she's always in San Antonio. She's always in Greenville. You know what I mean? People like that travel. I wonder if you busted someone who had, you know, Lauren here and Rachel here and Michelle there. And like just.
Oh, I'm sure it was much easier to do that, Manny, where you had people in every city before social media. Like now, if I was your Chicago girlfriend and I went on your social media and saw that you were married and had two kids.
Right.
I would bust that wide open. Like I would be calling your wife.
Give us a phone call 704-570-9595. Did you bust a traveling cheater? Give us a phone call right now. You can always send us a message at the MRL show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
803 texted us and said he's only worried about his job. He immediately when he began crying, mentioned losing his job, and then mentioned how he was sorry that he hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
That is likely the only reason why he wants to see her and talk to her again, to beg her not to expose him.
I agree with that.
To lose his job.
I do, too.
I mean, he started cheating only, what, 3 or 4 months in. He doesn't care about her.
Area code 704 texts in and says, my husband travels. It's my worst nightmare. And he takes, in quotes, customers out all the time.
Yeah, he's got to wine and dine them.
980 texted in and said, I worked as a front desk person at a hotel for 9 years, and I would see this happen all the time with pilots and flight attendants.
Yeah, they have that reputation. 704-570-9595. Call us and tell us about the time you busted a traveling cheater.
Anonymous, you think a certain industry, kind of like pilots and flight attendants, are also easily culprits of this?
Yes, truck drivers.
Truck drivers.
They travel a lot, and depending on what their significant other does, they can take whoever they want on the road with them, and they don't necessarily go to the same place.
Yeah, how easy, though, is it to find someone to jump in a truck and travel with them?
Totally depends on what the other person does. I've been in the situation. He's had multiple, so... they can be on their own business and travel whenever they want. He travels a lot at night. So.
Wow. Okay. What do they call them, Roy? There's like a name for people that chase truck drivers. It's something bunnies.
Well, those are badge bunnies for police. Bunnies.
I thought there was a truck driver.
Is there a truck
thing.
One?
No, there is, and I cannot remember what it is.
Oh, I know what it is.
Something called
you can't say it on the air.
Oh, really?
I can't say it?
Oh, hold on. This is the one I'm thinking of. I'm going to write it and give it to Lorraine. Okay. This is what I feel like we were told on socials.
No. That's no. funny.
It
but
reminds
that's
me
not,
of trucker,
it's,
though.
Yeah, it's not, she's not a trucker blank?
No. But I heard of lot lizards.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Oh, a lot lizard.
Yeah. Lot lizard, yeah.
No, this one I really like.
Yeah, somebody just texted it. It is lot lizard.
Yeah.
Okay. Sabrina agrees. Yeah, she has a specific story.
What happened, Sabrina?
Well, me and my brother used to play on our dad's phone a lot as a kid, and we ended up finding pictures of multiple girls on his phone, and we told our mom about it, and sadly she found out that he had about 3 different girlfriends from 3 different states that he traveled to.
Busted wow. by the kids.
Yeah.
Watch out, truck drivers.
Yeah, watch out for truck drivers.
My dad was a truck driver. I need to give him a phone call.
And find out who else he's married to. All right, thank you for calling. Thanks for... Okay, there you go. So truck drivers. Anonymous is on hold. We can't get to them. She worked for Amtrak.
The train?
The husband worked for Amtrak. And every time she didn't go with him, he had somebody else with him.
The front desk person texted back in, by the way, and said that they usually ask for connecting rooms. The pilots and... flight attendants.
Oh, man, that is a crazy, crazy business.
Still to come.
I don't. As long as you get me to my location safely.
All right. So what you got coming up in the dirty?
Well, I would like to bring this up to Queen Mummy, but I'm pretty sure that Meghan Markle, one of her friends, just released the sex of the new baby. I'll tell you who, and I want to get Queen Mummy's view on it, too, coming up in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so The Bachelor Colton and his winner Cassie, his new girlfriend, they were out and about in Las Vegas and looking very affectionate in a nightclub. Now, I don't know how to feel about this couple. Like, I like them together, but I just feel like I follow her on social media and him on social media, and he posts about her way more than she posts about him.
You think that means something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's usually the girl that's more into the relationship. Like, I just don't see this lasting for them, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, you know, we've talked about the philosophy that if anybody posts about their relationship at a random time, like today's my anniversary, so I'm going to put a picture of Amanda.
Right.
Up.
Of course. But like, if it's a Tuesday and you're just like, oh man, my sexy wife is amazing, and she folded my socks.
There's trouble in paradise, y'all.
It ain't good.
This is the music that should be playing. Everything's so wonderful in my relationship. Happy wife, happy life.
Uh-huh.
What ain't?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you're putting on a show.
So it is the 20th anniversary of the movie Never Been Kissed, and everyone's taking kind of a look back. Well, Jessica Alba was in that movie, and if you've never seen the movie, it's about a woman, 25-year-old, going back to high school. Jessica Alba revealed that she never went to high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her mom got her straight into college without going to high school.
Paid a lot of money. No, she did not.
Well, why waste high school when you can get right into college?
She was homeschooled and then graduated at 16. And which is crazy because she's so successful. She has the Honest Company, which has become this multi-million dollar business.
There was an Honest Company recall, though, last week.
They have them all the time, honestly.
That's a great company.
No, but they're the ones that recall the packages because they're inspecting their stuff, which is good. Trust me. I'm okay.
Yeah, they're an honest company.
Yeah.
Recalling their own products because they're crap.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. They're organic, so some things go bad because there's no preservatives in them.
Don't argue with Roy. He's not even a parent.
I know.
I don't know.
You get out of here. All right, Serena Williams, she is best friends with Meghan Markle, and they rely on each other a lot. But Serena may have just released the sex of Meghan's baby by accident.
My friend is pregnant, and she's like, oh, my kid's going to do this. And I just looked at her, and I was like, no, she's not.
She did reveal it. She said she.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not.
How does Queen Mummy feel about that? Because I don't think, I mean, obviously that's not Serena's story to tell,
all right,
but it was an accident.
This is the Queen of England. What do you think about all this
live
scandal?
From Buckingham Palace on my ISDN line straight to you guys in Charlotte.
Yes.
I will say Serena is a liar.
Really?
All right, so Meghan is having a boy, is what you're saying.
Is not having a she. She's having two she's.
Oh.
I said tushy on the radio. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta, queen.
Okay.
The queen just said she's having twins.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Inside, you know. We got a microphone everywhere.
And she's got a, she said tushy, and it's not every day that she gets to cuss like that. Yeah, those are bad words to the queen.
Anything Tushies. Else?
I go to what Loren likes for you.
Perfect. What's hot? What's trending? What does everybody need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
You know, I went back and forth with doing this one because I feel like this maybe makes my husband and I look like bad parents. But he found these portable flasks that look like, you know, the baby food in yes. the pouches.
Oh, yeah, the go-go squeezes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, he found reusable flasks that look like kids' pouches that you can put alcohol in.
Beautiful. Yes, you finally got something that we all like.
Yeah. You're not bad parents. You're normal.
Dallas brought him home, and he's like, does this make me a bad parent? I'm like, yeah, probably.
Just make sure Dal doesn't confuse it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Fashion's getting hammered. All right.
That's your dirty.
All right, so it's time to bring back Blindfold Barbershop. A member of the MRL Morning Show is going to be blindfolded and will be cutting our associate producer, A.A. Ron's hair. He's got a thick head of hair right now. And we're going to blindfold and just go on a cutting spree.
Head over to at the MRL show on our Insta. Loren is posting a picture of his pre-haircut now. But in about 8 minutes, she'll be blindfolded with a razor and all hell's going to break loose in here.
It's going to look nice. Probably not. We'll do it in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, Mainey, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That is you say, and I say... It's time we bring back the Blindfold Barbershop. So we have our producer, A.A. Ron.
Hello.
And
he's got a giant head of hair going right now.
It's really thick.
It's what I would call
it's
a
really, really thick.
I know. I'll never go bald.
And so we're going to have Loren blindfolded, and she's going to cut his hair.
Hello, Barber Loren.
Hello.
How are you feeling today? You feeling a little jittery?
You know, I have cut multiple people's hair on this show, and I don't think I've ever been so nervous than to cut A.A. Ron's.
We cut our digital producer, Tom.
Right.
And not only did he not come back, he hasn't spoken to us since.
He literally did that on his last day of internship. Yeah. And had to like get a buzz cut. He hated it.
And then an easy one was Anthony with an I, an old intern who, by the way, is a military guy. So he just shaved it down and was okay with it.
Yeah, he was fine.
So you'll be fine, Aaron.
It'll be great.
How are you feeling, Aaron? Nervous?
I'm feeling really, really good.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you trusting her?
I'm going to have to.
I mean, I'm blindfolded, so. You can't really hold anything against me, I don't think. All right, are we ready?
Yeah, we'll describe what's going on the air, and of course, this will be up on our socials at the MRL show.
So right now, Aaron is sitting down in a chair. Loren is standing behind him with a pair of cutters. And if you could, Nicole, could you somehow come to the backside so we could get an in-camera angle for later for MRL?
Oh, boy. Are you going in?
She did it, dude.
Oh, she's going in.
I don't feel like I got anything now.
Did she get anything?
No, she's... Doesn't
oh,
really
I feel
look like,
that.
No. She's literally rubbing the clippers on the backside of his head.
Working up from the neck. Interesting. She's going upwards from the neck. You got to go to the top of the head.
Okay.
Yeah, she's very much so staying near the neck and going up. See, if it was me, I'd be at the head of the
head. It's hard because I feel like I can't find it.
Nicole, turn that raise. Give her a look. Here. Oh, boy, you got something.
Yeah. A big chunk of hair just flew from his head.
Ow. His hair is so thick that it's getting stuck in his hair.
This might be a mistake.
No.
Yeah.
So she's currently just doing.
Now I feel it.
Okay, that's good.
Right now, there's hair flying everywhere in the studio.
Hair. Look at the hair on your neck, on your arm.
Aaron.
That's a good bit of hair, man. That is a good.
Just joining us, Loren giving producer A.A. Ron a blindfolded haircut. Go the other direction.
Which direction?
Yeah, that way. Go towards you.
Doing it in the opposite way, and a massive chunk of hair just came pouring out.
Oh, my God.
Can I say, though, for Loren being blindfolded, she's actually, it seems like she's getting the area. I mean, you're doing a pretty good job.
Okay, well, watch the ear.
Watch the ear. Don't cut the ear. By the way, Loren not even looking down to pretend she can see. She's looking straight out the window. Head up. And Aaron's getting his blindfolded haircut. All right.
All right.
Look at that. Loren, we'll come back and we'll put the final product up at the MRL show on our demand.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mainey, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
If you're looking for pictures of that, of Aaron who just got his haircut by a blindfolded Loren, go over to Kiss, or go over to At the MRL Show on our Insta. I just posted three pictures. We'll leave them up there for a little bit. His hair was so thick, the razor, Loren, was having trouble getting through that bouffant of hair.
It was literally getting stuck in there. And I think I did a pretty good job for being blindfolded, by the way.
Looks like you gave him a normal haircut.
Except for there's like a little thing over here.
Yeah, the front is trouble. I took a picture of that. Yeah. And then like the top of his hair is trouble. It's definitely uneven. But we didn't scalp him.
Right.
Yeah. It's just hard to tell, you know? From a distance? Because right now Aaron's way across the studio. I can't really tell from a distance.
Go closer to Roy.
It's like the new style, man.
Is
Let's start a trend, Aaron.
I like what you're trying to do to him. I'll stop.
Okay, yeah, close. It's a bit problematic. But from a distance, you're fine.
I think he looks great.
Yeah, talk to everybody from 10 feet away today. Aaron, you got school. Aaron, can I see you for a minute? Yeah, can I stand here? I'm not feeling well. Anyway, the pictures are up at the MRL show. Go have a look, and we'll have the full video of Loren blindfolded cutting his hair with a razor. Up some point today. So today is National Name Yourself Day.
Well,
it's April 9th.
My name is Roy.
No, like if you could pick another name?
Yeah.
Oh,
Today is a day that you get to celebrate and you're allowed to give yourself a new name. If you ever wanted a different name, today is the name to do it.
Hmm. I've always enjoyed the name Benjamin.
Pick yourself a new name and use hashtag National Names Name Yourself Day and put it on socials. You like Benjamin?
Yeah, I always thought it'd be good as a middle name for me. Roy Benjamin Brown.
Huh.
Sounds powerful.
Okay.
Benjamin.
I always thought I looked like a Brooke.
Mm. Yes, you do look like a Brooke.
Yeah.
Oh, I so see that. And Manny, your real name is Steve.
Yep, Steven. Mom, listen to this. Picture me as a Andy.
An Andy?
I could kind of see you as an Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people, my mom wanted to name me Andy, and I've said that before, and people are like, oh, yeah, you're totally an Andy. But here's what I think we should do, because this is funny. A lot of people have a first name. Like, my buddy's first name is Hugh. He doesn't like that name, though. And his middle name, I couldn't even tell you what his middle name is. All I know is from the age of 6 until now, his name is Doug.
Really?
Yes. So, wouldn't you guys love to hear from people who have a first name, they don't use it, but the name they use isn't even their middle name. It's just a name that they have used for their whole life.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a nickname you've used for your whole life.
So, get this. I thought Dallas's dad's name was Duke. It's not even in his name, and we named our kid after him.
And you found out after that?
After.
Everybody just called him Duke?
It was like Larry. I don't think Duke was even his middle name. And I was like, what? Like, everyone called him Duke, and then we ended up naming Cash, Cashton Duke.
Because you thought it was...
After his dad, yeah.
And Cash has got a nickname for his middle name.
I mean, we always call my brother-in-law Bubba, but, you know... Clearly, there's no real Bubbas.
I didn't meet Amanda's dad. She'd passed away. He had passed away before we got married. I know his name is Bubba. I don't know if I could tell you what his real name was, because every time they talk about him, they refer to him as Bubba.
Yeah. Hey, Bubba. Yeah.
All right, 704-570-9595. You don't use your real name. What is your name, and where did you get it from?
704-570-9595. You can also share that information with us on our Instagram at the MRL Show.
Use the hashtag National Name Yourself Day right here with the MRL Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Your chance to win 1,000.
We didn't look at each other. That was bad.
You want to start over?
Yeah. You ready? KISS 95.1.
Your chance to win $1,000 with the KISS Cash Code is coming your way at 11 a.m. Luckily, we're at the show where I start fading out because I'm too tired anyway.
Yeah. I know, but Roy and I usually look at each other. We'll give a little nod.
Yeah, like who's going to talk first?
Yeah,
you guys are usually on the same page.
Yeah,
Loren's lucky. She just gets to sit on Facebook and
ignore us.
Hey, today's National Name Yourself Day. If you're going to do it, you're going to come up with a nickname for yourself, or you just want to change your name because you've always wanted... Like, I always loved the name Dino.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my middle name. So today, call me Dino.
Okay.
But use the hashtag National Name Yourself Day.
You know, Sterling, my boyfriend, doesn't have a middle name. We should just give him one.
Mm.
Hey, name him something.
Manny didn't have a middle name either.
Yeah, but they just gave you Dino.
Well, I was born without a middle name, but being Catholic at confirmation, I had to have a middle name, so I got to pick mine.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool. But we called Sterling Rupert for a little while, and I don't know why.
It is because of a Family Guy episode of the teddy bear being really muscular.
That's right.
Yeah.
So call him Rupert today.
Hi, Rupert.
But there's a lot of people out there, like my friend Hugh I use as an example. He doesn't use his name Hugh. I've known him since he was 6 years old, and we've always called him Doug. And that's not even his middle name. So he's always like, don't ever call me Hugh, just call me Doug. And it's kind of like, you know the artist Sting?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His name is Gordon, and he told in an interview one day, he just said he walked in and told the band and everybody else that listened is, don't ever call me Gordon again. From now on, refer to me as Sting.
How cool is that? Yeah. I swear to God, if Lorraine comes in here one day and changes her name, I'm gonna pee myself.
Listen, I'm Brooke.
tell everyone what happened when we started the show as the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show.
Yeah, Lorraine wanted to be called Rin.
I did.
But
that's all my friends call me.
I've never heard that. No. One, get this too. She tells everyone who listens to this radio show that her name is Lorraine. That's a load of crap. Her name is Lauren. I've been with her and her family calls her Lauren.
And what does everyone call my mom, whose name is Dana?
Dina.
Yeah.
You say it
nobody
weird.
Knows the names right in the family. I wouldn't trust any of them.
So we want to know from you guys what name you have a first name. You don't use it. You use a different name. We want to hear from you, and especially if it's not even your middle name.
Let's talk with Michaela in Mooresville. This is with your dad.
Yes. Hi guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing really well. What's your dad's real name?
So his real name is Jeffrey, and his middle name is Donald, but everybody calls him Poncho.
That's a cool nickname. What's that, Poncho? Cool.
Yeah. My grandpa, when he was born, it was back in, like, the 50s when the man wasn't allowed in the birthing room. So Grandma Jeannie came home and was like, his name is Jeffrey. He's like, I hate it. We're calling him Poncho. And it's just been Poncho his whole life. So.
Yeah. That's great. Thanks, Michaela. Thanks for living and have a great... Thanks for living. Thanks for listening.
Good, so.
And living.
Thank you for living, too.
We appreciate you breathing, because that means you're an audience member. And
is it too much to ask for people to be alive when they call? Hey, we're staying in Mooresville with another cool name.
All right. This is Anastasia.
Hi.
Hi. I really thought I was going to butcher your name, but I think I did it well.
Yeah, you did a great job. Most of the time, whenever people see it, they say Anastasia or Anastia.
Yeah. In Anastia? Wow, that's interesting. So, did you go by a different name?
Well, actually, my whole life I've gone by Annie. My first name is Anastasia, and my middle name is Maria, but my mom had a great Aunt Annie, and I guess I looked a whole lot like her, so my whole life I've been known as Annie.
Anastasia, let me ask you, did you just like, you know, because at the beginning of a school year when you're a kid, they go through like the roster, and you could just raise your hand and say, oh, no, my name is Annie. Is that how you developed the name, or did you have a conversation with your parents?
Like Sting did.
Actually, I didn't even know my name was Anastasia for a long time, just because everybody called me Annie. Oh. And then at school... I always knew whenever it got to my name because the teachers would be really quiet for a little while.
Yeah.
And so I would just raise my hand and I would say, it's Annie.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Anastasia. Jordan in Charlotte did something cool. Jordan, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You called it a rebranding. Now, some radio stations, when they don't do well and they're not cool, they rebrand themselves a different name.
Right.
That's big in the radio business. What about you?
So going into my freshman year in college, like coming out of high school, I felt like it was time for like a personal rebrand. Like I didn't have a brand at all to begin with, but, I decided to not go by Jordan, but like introduce myself as Rocco. And it just kind of like hung around for about a year. It was kind of cool.
So you decided that you wanted like a character name.
Kind of. I guess it was more so like, hey, what's your name? Oh, I'm Rocco. How's it going? Like just, yeah, just that's my name.
Isn't that what our buddy did on Facebook, Janko? He changed his name as a joke on Facebook, and then Facebook wouldn't let him change it back for a while.
He was Janko for a year.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rocco. Have a great day.
And by the way,
you guys too.
It's not like the movie Janko recently came out.
Right.
It's been years.
It's like an old thing.
Yeah.
Somebody texted him from 704, says, my dad's name is George Joe, so he goes by Juno. And somebody else texted in from 704 and said, I kind of look like a Furby, so my friends call me Big Furb, but my name is Mitch.
I want to look at you if you look like a Furby.
Aaron, your name is Aaron, but we call you Aaron because of the Key and Peele skit that they did. But, like, do you how do you feel about that? I mean, like, if a teacher calls you Aaron after being here all morning, do you not respond because you're like, wait a minute, my name's Aaron?
It does sound weird. It mostly sounds weird when one of you call me Aaron, just by some chance.
It's only like, if you're in trouble.
Yeah, is it like, where your parents, Aaron, come to the studio?
Yeah, that's how I know it's real.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Keep them coming. You can, like Roy said, hit us up on our socials at the MRL Show. And make sure you check out the podcast where, if you missed anything, including the War of the Roses, that had a guy crying in it. You got to listen to that.
And make sure you download a podcast called Mock Made.
Yes.
So we did one season of this show called Mock Made, and it's a podcast that's kind of like a mockumentary on the show How It's Made. So we come up with different characters of different inventions, and we tell you the backstory of them.
On March 29th at 5:15 p.m., I got a text message from our buddy Mark over at Levine Children's Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Who is the head of fundraising over there. He said, I just listened to the Mock Made episode about tacos and underwear. Wow.
Yeah.
Poor Loren having to put up with you guys. But that was a celebrity one.
Yeah, we've had two celebrities. Comedian John Reap and comedian Carlos Mencia has stopped by for Mock Made. And to be quite frank with you, we're trying to determine if there's a season two.
Yes.
So if you download it and listen to it and like it, let us know. Maybe we'll get a season two signed on.
Mock Made.
Nanny, Roy, and Loren.
Wake up.
I love the morning show. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.